This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Beer.
Well, I try tomorrow and I might stop beer, but my favorite drug is an high school beer.
Beer, 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 beer.
It's time once again for the Silver Creek Sampler, brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Ah, yes, time again for the Early Morning Show's that favorite part of the week, and we are dropping by the beer department, of course, at Silver Creek Liquor again today, where we are running into Samuel Adams. I think most people are familiar with Samuel Adams Brewing Company. They're celebrating their 30 years in the business. So let's take it back, way back to the early days of Samuel Adams. 1984, home brewer Jim Cook brews his first batches of Samuel Adams Boston Lager in his kitchen using his great-great-grandfather's recipe. He actually comes from a long line of brewers. He decides, let's do this, let's pursue this dream, and he starts the Boston Beer Company. The first commercial batch of Samuel Adams Boston Lager is brewed that December in 84. Then in April of 85, Boston Lager makes its public debut at about 30 bars and restaurants in Boston as Boston is celebrating Patriots Day on April 15th. 6 weeks later, June 1st, Boston Lager is voted the best beer in America at the Great American Beer Festival. That's a pretty quick turnaround.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. In November of 85, Samuel Adams passes the German beer purity law and becomes the first American beer to be allowed to be sold in Germany. Flash forward to October 10th of 1998, and Samuel Adams releases Oktoberfest for the first time, celebrating the 200-year-old Munich tradition. They blended the brew together, brings five roasts of malt to create a harmony of sweet flavors, including caramel and toffee, and that brings us to today's beverage. Samuel Adams Oktoberfest.
Now, when I poured it, it had a nice, bold, orange translucent pour, and it looked very similar to the actual color of the bottle almost. It was kind of cool. There's a small light head to it.
Very little. I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah.
And it dissipated very quickly.
It was okay.
Fine. Yeah. I'm not upset by that, but it was a little bit different.
It did have kind of a sweeter, spicy aroma, kind of like, I guess, cinnamon or clove or whatever they put in, like pumpkin pie. I did catch that a little bit. Now, you said you didn't get that
as much. I did not get a real big, strong aroma off of this beer at all. No, and I don't know why. Maybe it just was the night for me or something, but I did not get a big, strong aroma off of it. It has a very nice, smooth taste. It's got a sweet taste to it.
Yeah. That's for sure. It went down very smooth, mm-hmm. for sure. I picked up something like cinnamon, maybe. It could have been mm-hmm. just me. I was also having it with some hot dogs, so I don't know if there's any influence on there at all.
That can make a difference, actually. If you drink the beer by itself or if you pair it with food, it can either enhance or it can detract from the beer. It depends upon if the food is a good match for it or not. I thought overall a very good beer, not overly sweet by any means. No. I mean, yeah, it's Oktoberfest and it's only August yet, but this is their seasonal beer. And it's out already. It's available now and certainly worth picking up and having on hand. I think even better on a cool fall day, I think it would even be a better tasting beer.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm
not complaining by any means. A very good tasting beer from Samuel Adams. Look for it. Their Oktoberfest is out. Comes in at 5.3% alcohol. IBUs just 16. A Beer Advocate scored in an 83, which falls solidly into the good category. Hey, today we're saying congratulations to Bill in Meadowlands. Bill of Meadowlands is our winner today of the Silver Creek Sampler gift card from Silver Creek Liquor.